Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer and Bubble Boy in the studio. Guys, how are you?
I am only one of those people.
You are one.
He seems like two.
He feels like it sometimes, too. Just because...
Stop touching me, and then you won't know how I feel.
Well,
I think it's a fair request.
You're my buddy.
I'm your pal.
Well, you know, you're just your buddy. I'm not sure I consider you a pal.
I'm not sure I consider you a buddy. Go on.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's who we have in the
Suddenly
studio.
Suddenly I'm in a bad mood. I don't know why.
Okay.
I was happy until a minute ago.
On the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey, my buddy Casey, and also Vinny Two Tanks, who's excited because he's going to be joining us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise here a week from today. Guys, check in. Vinny, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Looking forward.
Good, good. And Jerry, what are you doing up there in the mountains of Virginia? You hanging okay or what?
Well, I'm here.
You're here, okay.
It's raining.
It's raining. That's it. Yeah, you kind of joined in late today. And I was like, oh, maybe we lost him.
But, just a little bit late.
Just a little bit late. Okay, just enough to top off the spring water.
Save the best for last. You know that.
Okay, sure enough. And then, of course, I have my buddy Casey, who was literally there at the beginning of days of Scuba Radio, when it was formed back in its infancy, like literally a millennium ago or something like that. Casey, how are you, buddy? Say hi. Or maybe not. What? Are you there? Where's he at?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. His mic is muted still.
Something.
So there's something going on with Casey. He's a mute today. So anyway, once he gets squared away, we'll talk to Casey too. He is going to join us on Scuba Radio today because last week he was down in the Florida Keys doing he was doing some kind of like lionfish derby thing. And so we're going to talk about what exactly he did down there. And find out how he did as far as how many lionfish he caught as they prepare for their big event this weekend called Reef Fest, which the Scuba Cowboys down there playing at this weekend. Well, one more time, Casey, are you there, buddy? Can you hear me? His mic is muted still, and so I guess that's a no. So I don't know. We'll connect these two tin cans in a string here eventually and get them online. In the meantime, Vinny, let's go to you because I know that you are as excited as I am because everybody else other than you and I are going to be in the Turks and Caicos a week from today. Are you pumped or what? What do you think?
Yeah, of course, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We got a great crew on board. I know most of the people that have booked the trip with us, they've been on a trip in the past and decided to put up with our shenanigans one more time. And come out on this. Mark from Mike and Mark is going to be on the boat with us. We got our friends from Scuba Pro, who's bringing on a bunch of demo gear for people to try out. And also, if that weren't enough, Catherine from Dive Training Magazine, who's like the editor-in-chief of Dive Training, is going to be on board with us as well, giving some seminars on how to get your photos, your underwater photos and videos, photos mostly published in a dive magazine. And also, if you want to write articles and stuff, she can give you some tips because she's the person who pretty much signs off on everything that goes on Dive Training Magazine. So she's going to be on board with us for the week as well. And if that weren't enough, a Scuba Cowboy and Mermaid Tiffany for your photographic pleasure. Yes. So we got
you said
that.
Photographic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to check.
Okay.
I was dozing off there, and I heard part of that, and mm-hmm. I misunderstood. Uh-huh. My fault.
Yeah. And but, Vinny, are you I know you're bringing some spare airs on board for, well, for yourself and maybe for a few other folks to try out for the week. Is that the deal?
I'm bringing like three or four for people to try. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And we talked about this the other week or a couple weeks ago about your solo diving certification. You don't have that yet either, do you? Or do you?
No, I don't.
So are you thinking about maybe taking that step on this trip next week?
I'm still kind of hemming and hawing about it because, you know, it's something I feel I already know how to do.
Yeah.
And why get the piece of paper that says I know how to do it?
Well, you get the piece of paper, so when you go on a trip like this with Explore Ventures, you have to have it to be able to dive solo if you indeed want to do this.
That's true.
So, you know, you want to go off and dive by your boat or off your private yacht or whatever, that kind of thing. Sure, there's not any underwater police. But, you know, monitoring what you can do and what you can't. However, if you go out on a charter operation or live aboard operation, they're going to want to see that you are indeed certified to solo dive. And, you know, just having your spare air doesn't necessarily give you that certification. It just shows that you're a smart diver if you have one of those things strapped to your BC, you know, and then, you know, you might have the added value of being a solo diver. Is that something you want to do, Bill, or no?
Do I want to solo dive?
Yeah. Do you want to?
No, I don't.
You don't want to get your solo diver certification just to have it
unbelievably, that does not, it doesn't interest me.
Why?
I really like diving with my friends.
Well,
that's what I like doing. I don't like diving by myself. To me, everything you see in the water when you're by yourself, you just made up.
Yeah.
And I like talking about the things I see in the water. So if there's nobody else to see it, there's no proof it didn't happen.
Well, wait, hold on. Here's the reason.
Or I can take pictures of it, I guess. But.
Here's my reasoning for getting your solo diver certification.
Okay.
And is that... It's to make you a better diver for your buddy. Because, you know, what happens with the buddy diving system? You know, we dive in pairs, and sure, diving is a social activity. I love it just as much as you do to go out with
friends. But I'm more of a socialist than you are.
Well,
go on.
Yeah, well, that could be. But but I love sharing the, you know, the underwater world with friends. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a big, big part of it for me, too. However, buddy diving, as the way it's structured, is that you go down with a buddy mm-hmm. to kind of watch each other, too. You're not there to save the other person. And that's where the buddy diver scenario sometimes comes under attack because some divers, especially on the beginning side of their diving careers, have a tendency to believe that, well, I'm going down with my buddy. If anything goes wrong, I got him to bail me out. That's really not how you're supposed to do it.
You know, I have never once thought that. I mean, honestly, I have never once thought, I must dive with some terrible buddies. I really thought, I'm on my own down here.
Yeah.
And I may have to save him. That's really how I've dove my, or her.
Yeah.
Especially her.
Well, when,
gee whiz.
When you're a beginner diver... The tendency is to want to dive with someone with much more experience than you do. That makes you feel more secure.
No, that's ridiculous. I've never wanted
ridiculous?
To do that.
That's human
I've never
nature.
Wanted to do that. No. No.
You don't want to dive with people that are more experienced than you?
If you dive with someone with much more experience than you, it is obvious how bad you are at it. I don't do anything with anyone more experienced than me, and I mean anything.
Okay.
All right.
You know, he's leaving room for an interview with some of his buddies of the opposite sex that I have a feeling could shed some interesting insight on that that thought process. But I'll digress and stay focused on diving.
I understand now. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, that is one of the attacks. If you look online about mm-hmm. buddy diving, there's solo divers out there, especially when you get into the technical world of diving,
right?
That they don't like the buddy system at all.
Right.
Because you should be self-reliant is their thought process, and you should not be relying on anyone else except yourself to save yourself. And really, that is the mindset you probably should have when you're with a buddy team regardless, and evidently you do.
I have never once felt that my buddy was going to save me. I've always felt, always, 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 it's my obligation to keep my eye out on my buddy. That's my obligation. I've never once, in all of my diving, and I mean, I don't dive like you dive, or even Jimmy. I don't think I have as many dives as Jimmy, but I got a couple hundred dives in. Yeah. I have never in one of those dives thought, he's not paying enough attention to me. I have thought, shouldn't he know where the hell I am? Where? Hey!
Hello!
Hey! I have thought that.
Yeah.
But I've never thought, you know, he's not going to take care of me. I've never thought that. But for me, and I can understand, like, Bob Evans likes to solo dive. Yeah. He likes to dive by himself because he's got an agenda. He knows what he wants to do in the water.
Right.
And he doesn't want to make somebody else do what he's doing because amongst everything else, you'd get in his damn way.
Okay. Well, there's that, I guess.
So I can understand the purpose for solo diving, and I understand why people would want to do it. Just not for me.
All right. We'll dive into this more next. Take a look.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Those fish that clean or eat the bacteria out of your mouth, I don't know if they're bacteria or little parasites, little leftovers from your lunch buffet, you think? I don't know what they're eating, but they do. They'll do that.
There are little fish that do that. There's shrimp that do that.
I don't know if I've seen fish go into a diver's mouth, but definitely the shrimps.
Yeah.
Little shrimps do that. It's kind of creepy when you see it. I don't know if I've come close. I've had them clean my fingernails, do a little manicure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a girlfriend that used to put her feet in a bowl of water with fish in it, and the fish would like nibble on the dead skin on her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a thing now, you know.
I really thought he was going to say he used to have a girlfriend who ate bacteria out of his mouth.
No, no. I've tried, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we're talking a little bit about solo diving today as we prepare for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which literally takes place next week. We're going to do a show. We're going to record a show during the week because we're going to actually be traveling on Saturday, October 3rd, which is the day we board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. And then we'll have a show live from the deck of the boat on October 10th. So make sure you tune in for that if you're not able to join us there on the boat.
Now, in spite of the fact that I have no interest in being a solo diver.
Yeah. Well, you should. That is my point about this, Bill. This isn't about whether or not you like to dive by yourself. It's about working your skills up to a level that you can save yourself and learn some more redundant type techniques that would make you a more independent diver. That is my point about getting your solo diver certification. Not that you want to go dive solo. Because you love the social aspects of diving.
Right,
the element of this is really to just get the skill set down that when you're diving with a buddy, but you also have all the redundant things that they teach you, like, you know, carrying an alternate air source, a totally independent system, like a spare air from Vinnie Two Tanks.
Which I like carrying a spare air anyway.
Yeah.
I like that even if I'm diving with someone else. That's not a solo diving thing.
Well,
so I see what you're saying.
It's not.
I can get better skills as a buddy diver if I go through the program to learn how to be a solo diver.
You'll be a better buddy diver, absolutely, if you get your solo diver certification.
What if I don't want to be? I don't have to be a better diver.
Well, you can just watch your buddy die, you know, right there in front of you.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, that wouldn't be the goal either.
No.
But that's my point about getting your solo diver certification. So I'm seriously thinking I want to, you know, pick up the skills or find out if there's a few other little tricks of the trade that I haven't been exposed to because I haven't taken that course. And they do offer that with Explore Ventures. So, I might. We'll
so you're
see.
Saying you go on a liveaboard and part of your time on a liveaboard, you're doing some learning.
Yeah, as you should.
A good
diver is always learning.
I am always learning.
Well, and that's
for goodness sake.
Well, that's the slug line for Dive Training Magazine. We're going to have the editor in chief from the magazine there on the boat, so I better live by that mantra. I think this week. Or
I'm not so
week.
Sure, Bill. It sounds like a made up class. That sounds like one of those ones where we forgot one of the divers, but we left mine. Oh no, he's learning to solo dive. He's training.
He's been shunned.
Breath hold diving.
Yeah. So I don't know.
No tank scuba diving.
But I got to tell you, I haven't had any desire to want to be solo certified for a long time until probably about a year or two ago. And I started when I was going on some of the trips and I started realizing, like, look, we're kind of diving with groups, especially when we're doing some of the drift diving. And if I'm kind of lost in, my focus of shooting video or pictures, I have a tendency to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy isn't watching me real good, I better be able to prepare to save myself.
Well, and you know what? One of my favorite divers, I love Bob Evans, who, like I said already, he solo dives. But one of my favorite divers in the world is one that we met on one of our earliest liveaboards with Scuba Radio. And that was Alfredo the Demon Dentist. Who's actually a dentist whose name is Tim, but he introduced himself as Alfredo.
Right.
I don't know why.
I vaguely remember this.
But yeah, he was a guy who just loved to dive, and he dove by himself. He just always dove by himself because he had things he wanted to do on the dive.
Right.
And he didn't want to have to, well, first of all, no offense, Alfredo.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have to worry about anybody else. I mean, he really wanted to dive by himself because he didn't want to have the burden of thinking he was responsible for anyone else.
Well, responsible for being held back, bottom
in
time,
addition
depth,
to that,
whatever.
He wanted to be able to do what he wanted to do. He wanted to be able to follow just his agenda. Part of what I like about buddy diving is it's not just what I want to do. It's a combination of what I want to do and what my wife will let me do.
Which is basically what she wants to do. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I learned compromise.
Yeah. Maybe that is... a little sign of independence for these solo divers.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, most of the solo divers that I know were single. Interestingly enough.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy is on the line with us. I don't know. Jerry, you don't have your solo diver certification. I know I've asked you this before, so I'm pretty certain I know the answer, but refresh my memory. Am I right? Am I correct?
No, I do not have mine, but yeah. I would like to get it.
You would like to be a solo diver as well?
Yes.
Or at least. I
mean, how many times have you ever been on a boat, mm-hmm. like on vacation or whatnot, and you get the, well, what would be a nice way to put it, the crazy diver?
The crazy diver, the diver that's just a slightly annoying to everybody. And
oh, yeah.
You don't want to say anything to his face and like, hey, if I go underwater and just lose him. That guy?
That guy.
If you don't know who we're talking about, then it's probably you. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of how it works. I gotcha.
And, mm-hmm. You know, I've been stuck with several of those.
Really?
And, okay. You know, it makes me want to get my solo.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I'll tell
you.
Most
of the time I'm in the water with other people.
Yeah.
Where I'm an instructor, but, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I don't necessarily, I've never had that problem. I mean, you know, just being underwater and not having to hear them is enough to get away from them, in my perspective. So, you know, just for the record, for my desire to want to get solo certified has nothing to do with trying to get away from people, per se. It's really just to being more independent and, once again, self-reliant. And assuming the risk that I take, you know, when I'm shooting video and that kind of thing. And when you get into that type of activity underwater, whenever you're multitasking, you are taking a lot more personal responsibility in that regard. So you should be able to save yourself. So, and that's kind of what you learn when you're solo diver certified. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am not a solo diver. I prefer to dive with buddies and groups. I just want to be clear that I am, you know, explaining myself accordingly. I'm not really, I'm a fan of the buddy diving system. Okay, so let's make sure everybody understands that. I don't want to get all this hate email. Oh, Greg, what do you mean? You don't like the buddy system? I love the buddy system. You should dive with a buddy. It's a social activity, diving is. I'm just saying to get a solo diver certification would just make you more self-reliant and a better diver for your buddy. Because if you're more independent in your skills and can save yourself or know what signs to look for, you know, if things are starting to go south on you, the more informed diver you are, the better team member you are going to be with your buddy. Your buddy member there is really just to kind of share the activity and enjoy the underwater scenery with you. And if you get into a jam, and God forbid, you know, everything goes south on you, maybe they can lend a hand and help you out. But that's really not, they're not there to save you. They're just another level of safety, right? So that's where I'm kind of going with this stuff, Bill. So I'm just trying to make myself better for you.
Well, that's fantastic.
I want to be a better person myself so I can be a better person for you, a better buddy for you.
So what you're saying is, it's not me, it's you.
No, I'm saying it is me. I'm trying to make me better so I can be a
no,
better...
No, it's not me. It's you.
No, it's you, I think. Let's just go with it's you.
All right.
I'm confused.
Seems, yeah, it seems more like usual that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, okay. Hey, look, coming up, we got a Dan tip. We're going to check in with Mike, or Mark, I should say, from M&M, Mike and Mark from back in the day. He's going to be on the Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, and the Turks and Caicos with us. If that weren't enough...
And it's not.
It never is. I got some really cool diving updates on lobster season off the coast of California, which actually kicks off a week from today. And kind of learned a little bit about the cold water lobster dive. We're going to talk to an expert in the field when it comes to lobster hunting on the left coast coming up on the big show today, too.
They hunt lobster in fields in California?
Yeah, something like that.
Weird.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Radio safety tip number 34. The logging of your dives in the presence of the endangered spotted owl is considered insensitive to some environmentalists.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Well, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you too. How have you been?
Lonely.
Do I even want to ask?
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. Seems like everyone's busy or our schedules won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put some dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Well, you're a social guy. You got any tips on how to do that?
Don't I always? There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
You're going to make me Twitter, aren't you?
You make it sound so cruel. No, you don't have to tweet, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Well, some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've even heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they get there.
What if I don't want to go online and go old school instead?
Then there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to be buddies as well.
Exactly. Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at a similar skill level as you and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure out is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet fellow dive club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. Just takes time to figure things out. Your first clue comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you're hitting things off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Comes down to communication. No doubt about it. Can't stress it strongly enough. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time that you've been diving together. Communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
And I can really appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. Nosiness can equate to safety in diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have a responsibility to them, just as they have a responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans that you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to be in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say get ready for turnabout to be fair play.
Absolutely. Be prepared to share the same information you're asking of your buddy. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
Just remember to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know each other. Time is a corner that you can't cut. So be patient. As long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you, and there are a lot of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy still in the studio with me. However, Bill the producer had to split. Yeah, because he was tired of hanging with me, being my buddy. And he decided to leave me to dive just with Bubble Boy.
He's solo broadcasting.
We went from a three-way to a two-way. So there you go, and we apologize. Also, Vinny Two Tanks with us via the web, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy. And Jerry, I want to bring you on because something that we've been meaning to talk about for a while now is a video about a trigger fish that you had brought to my attention a few weeks ago. And I don't think we ever really brought this up on the radio yet. We probably should, shouldn't we? You think?
Well, it's a painful subject.
It is. Guys can definitely relate more than the ladies in this particular situation. You know, you see all the shark videos and the news coverage of shark bites this, shark bite that. And you know, you never see news coverage of triggerfish, which are more prone to nibble at divers than just about any other critter under the water, from what I have heard anecdotally over the years. And I don't know if there's any actual statistics to back this up, but there's definitely plenty of videos on YouTube where a triggerfish has come after the divers and took a little chunk out of them. They got a strong little beak on them, don't they there, Jerry? Have you?
Yeah, they've got a strong one.
And there
it's
is
like a nutcracker.
Well, yeah, there's a video called the Triggerfish Nutcracker. I think if you just Google that or YouTube that, it'll pop right up, literally. Right, Jerry? Is that pretty much it? Because nutcracker is in the title, in the subject line of this particular video.
I think it is.
Yes.
But I know it's a painful video to watch.
Well, it is. Once again, it kind of goes back to the whole guy thing. And you can imagine that this particular scene shows a triggerfish not just taking a chunk out of the diver, but out of a certain part of the guy's anatomy, a.k.a. the Christmas theme, the nutcracker. So, you know.
But you know what's weird about this? This guy actually speared this. And
yeah, he was catching.
He got it on a stringer.
Well, the one that got him wasn't one of the stringered.
I believe it was.
Was it?
You know what?
You're right. Because he had it on the stringer, and it was dangling from his waist, and he was literally spearing triggerfish, which, by the way, I've heard are quite tasty. Now, I don't know. I mean, the spearfishermen do like going for triggerfish sometimes, especially when you get down in the Caribbean with some of the island folks and stuff. They love that type of fish to go catch to eat. And that kind of thing. But yeah, you not really wise to keep them around your nether regions because they got these, it's not really like a parrotfish where they got like a beak like a bird, but they literally got like two sharp fang type looking teeth. And, they've been known to be somewhat aggressive. I encountered a triggerfish in Australia on my trip where I was kind of surprised how aggressive this particular triggerfish got, because I was filming. I had a dome port on my camera, and I saw this triggerfish, very beautiful, triggerfish in on the Great Barrier Reef, and I start filming him, and all of a sudden this triggerfish comes up from about 10 feet away. I was filming towards the bottom. He was, just minding his own business. And for whatever reason, he did not like what he saw in my dome port, which was a reflection of him, I assume. And next thing you know, he starts like darting in on my camera and smashing, his beak into the glass. I was like, whoa. And he did it like three or four times, like charging it, you know, like an aggressive, you know, these little damselfish are very territorial like that, but they're dinky. You know, this was actually about a, you know, a 12-inch or 15-inch or so triggerfish, and he had a little bit of power behind him, and it was kind of creeping me out a little bit because I was thinking, man, if he misses this camera and comes at me, he's going to – he better not bite me. I'm not going to – and, of course, I backed away. I got away as quick as – but that was after about four or five lunges at my camera that that this triggerfish got. So they – I don't know. Maybe they just got a bit of an attitude. And I don't know, but they're territorial or something. You think, Jerry? What do you think?
Well, he was definitely guarding his territory.
Yes. And evidently the guy in that video of the Nutcracker wasn't guarding his territory very well, if you know what I'm saying. But you definitely
heard the trigger.
you want to have the sound up on this particular video, because even though they're underwater, you can pretty much make out every four-letter word that he's yelling. And then when he cracks the surface...
You know, this guy should have
cracked.
He should have been playing that Kiss Love Gun.
Yeah, okay.
The trigger of the Love Gun.
Maybe. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
What do you mean? I'm a diver. It's just what I do. Come on.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
Okay, all right. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up in hour two, we're going to talk about left coast lobster diving. Lobster season out there in California evidently kicks off next Saturday, and we have somebody who's going to join us and give us a few tips and compare what it's like for the Florida divers who catch lobster and for the folks out there in California that go for the similar spiny lobster that are slower and easier to catch by hand. I say that as a Florida diver, and we'll get smacked to ground accordingly next time I head out to the left coast, I have no doubt. But I digress. We also have Bubble Boy in the studio, and also via the web, Vinny Two Tanks, who's going to be in the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard with us next week, and Jerry the Diver Guy's with us as well. But if that weren't enough, and it never is, we have Mark, my buddy Mark, who's going to be on the trip next week as well. Mark, how are you, buddy? He's on the phone. How are you, man?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing awesome, man. How are you doing? You excited or what?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to bring together some of our cruise mates. You know, you're going to be on the boat next week. Vinny Two Tanks. Vinny, say hi to Mark. Mark, say hi to Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Mark.
There you go. So now you guys have met your close personal friends. And, you know, name your firstborn after each other, that kind of thing. As we'll come together as a group on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. Now, Vinny's been on this trip. This will be your third week, or it'll be your third week in the Turks on this particular itinerary. Am I right, Vinny?
Yeah, right? This will be my third week this year.
Third week this year, but it'll be, well, the last trip you went was Ceiba, right, Mark? Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, oh, I was okay. In Ceiba with you.
So, but you have not been to the Turks and Caicos, have you, or have you?
I have not. I have not been to the Turks. I have been there, but just for a day, and I was just passing through. So I have not done any diving there, and I can't wait.
Yeah, well, you are in for a treat, my friend. I mean, you've been on some of our trips before, but you've never been on this particular vessel. You know, as far as the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, this is just a phenomenal boat. Would you agree with me on this, Vinny? This is really an upscale vessel, wouldn't you think?
Oh yeah, it's a huge boat. There's plenty of room. It's everything Explorer Ventures is and supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I don't know if we mentioned this a few weeks ago when Clay from Explorer Ventures was on the show. They've just opened a new vessel in the Maldives. So now they have two full boats in the Maldives. And guess where we may be going in 2016. And we'll let you know accordingly. But now they got two trips or two boats out there. Those boats are just phenomenal. But as far as the Caribbean diving and what Explorer Ventures offers, the Turks boat is just it's just world class. A very, very nice boat. What are you looking forward to most there, Mark? What do you think?
Anything? Well, I tell you, Greg, I had such a good time on that Ceiba trip. It's hard for me to imagine that Explorer Adventures can top that trip. But I'm open to suggestion here, Greg. I'm going to see how it goes. But, you know, I'm just waiting for that crystal clear water, that nice warm water, and that clear nights. I just can't wait, buddy. We got to get going pretty soon.
Yeah,
you know,
well, we will be.
I'm not getting anything done at work. Please don't. I hope my boss doesn't watch or listen to this show.
Yes. Well, you know, all you got to do to kind of whet your appetite for the trip next week is, I don't know, go on YouTube and pull up a Corona commercial. Because basically that's what the scenery is going to look like for seven straight days. Because we get out there are these sand flats out in the middle. The water is just crystal clear, turquoise, blue. And, I mean, really, it literally is like walking onto the set of a beer commercial. Really phenomenal scenery. Turks and Caicos, this particular itinerary has been, I don't know, for me personally, it's produced the best underwater video and pictures I have ever gotten. Because the water is so clear. And this time of year, it's just phenomenal diving in that part of the world and really in all of the Caribbean because, you know, there hadn't been a whole lot of storms going through the area. And as long as there's not a storm in the area, the winds are still kind of low. The water's still very warm, left over from the summer months, and which means the, you know, also the sediment's not stirred up and that kind of thing because the wind hadn't picked up. And that just lends itself to just phenomenal gin clear water sometimes. And hey, the more we see underwater, the better. Are you with me on that, Mark? I'm guessing.
Absolutely,
so.
Greg. Absolutely. You know, and I had a good friend hook me up with some new dive lights, so I can't wait to use them.
Yes, I know this person. I've heard of him, and yeah, he knows people, so he's going to
He's connected.
A nice little setup underwater to dive and experiment with. So you're going to shoot some underwater video. What about you, Vinny? You planning to do pictures or anything? Or are you just going to go down there and dive with your buddy friend there, Butch from the Left Coast? What do you think?
Well, I'm bringing a GoPro, and Butch has a Sea Life. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll get pictures.
All right, cool. So you guys are going to shoot some underwater stuff. And, of course, we'll have, Phil Narcosis is going to be on the boat with us. And he's rumored to bring his guitar as well as Scuba Cowboy. I'm even flirting with bringing my guitar on this one. So we may have, a musical collage of nonsense to annoy the hell out of you guys. That could be.
We don't have to sing, do we?
Yes, absolutely. That would be just as annoying as three guys playing guitar at the same time. Probably different songs on top of it. So, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll annoy each other. That's just what we do. And,
I'm planning on it.
But, the booze is free pretty much all week. So, get them liquored up. They will think, we got Led Zeppelin on the boat. Awesome! Yeah, maybe not. But look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Lobster Diving on the left coast. Also, Reef Fest is going on down in the Florida Keys this week to benefit Reef. The guys who do all the fish counts and stuff, reef.org. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.